Well, speaking of the ignorance, whether it be telecommunications, the internet, or how about the economy, stupid? And these Democrats floating proposals that would, of course, well, Bernie Sanders admits his health care proposal would raise taxes on the middle class, and we would see a different era, no doubt, if one of these Democrats were to take over in 2020. And one of the popular proposals and themes that we have heard over the course of our lifetime, of course, is Republicans support the wealthy. They're always giving tax breaks to the corporations, the evil corporations, and we're going to tax the hell out of them. If it's Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and her wealth tax proposal, why is a wealth tax bad for our economy and the American people as a whole?
Well, if you look at what a wealth tax does, it doesn't tax your income, which is great. Not that any of these candidates are putting forward a plan to abolish the federal income tax. We're not there yet, unfortunately. But what it would do is it would look at your total assets. Who knows who's going to determine this? There's probably going to be some kind of department. I'm talking about, this is a Democratic presidency in 2021, let's imagine. There'd be some department that is supposed to evaluate all the assets that you and your family own. So Joe Catanacci has a house, he's got a car, he's got a small dinghy boat in the backyard. He is worth X amount. Therefore, we will slap a 3% tax on the total value of all of that. Now, it's something that has been introduced in places like Germany and different parts of Scandinavia and hasn't really worked because people have found ways around it. They put that in the name of their wife or some of their family members, or they just put it in the name of a company. So if you're looking at it as a way to try to punish the rich people, it's not going to work. Really, it's going to hurt the people like ordinary middle-class folks who happen to have a house or two cars and don't have lawyers and all kinds of accountants that can help them be creative with figuring out how to go around it. So if we are going to have this tax, again, this is added on top of the income tax, not going to be just a replacement. That means that your house, your cars, anything you own, if you have gold, any of this stuff that classifies as assets or wealth, you're going to be taxed on that. That's whether or not it's liquid. And I think there's a lot of problems with that. It was later abandoned in these places like Germany and in Scandinavia, so that's definitely something to consider. It seems as if this is just another stick, for people who want to be successful, for people who are able to buy things and accumulate things. Let's try to figure out a way to use the tax system to penalize them. And it's especially going to be hard on poorer people because poorer people use most of their income to consume and to buy products and to buy assets. So if we're going to do that, that's actually going to end up hurting a lot more people. And again, this is just another example of the road to hell is paved with great and beautiful and good intentions.
Yeah, rent control sounds like one that we discussed recently. Great intentions, but of course the consequences of the policies would again hurt the people they are intended to help. And oftentimes when government goes down this road, this is the result that we see more often than not.